Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Joe Bates.
Folks, well, thank you very much. We got a great show today. You know, everybody's having fun. We're all going to live forever. I am your host, Joe Bates. I don't know anything. The show ranks very much about ranking everything and anything. I'm real stupid, so I always have special guest experts to help out with the show. Today's episode, we're ranking best cult. It's like a library here. We're ranking best cult, and as always, today's three special guest experts. To the right of me, he is the lead singer for the band Stranglehold that does a lot of concept music about cults, Goodrich Gavart.
Hey, thanks for having me here today. I'm an expert on cults.
Nice, man. Nice, Goodrich Gavart. Can you name some of your songs?
We got Waco Sorrow, one of the records we got. We got Jim Went Down to South America.
Yep.
That's one of our favorite records. So we got the Where's Shelly Miscavige record. She's been gone for 11 years. No one knows. We got Catching Lunch at the Source Family Restaurant.
Nice.
I just put $20 on my card, but I got Tokyo Train Slow Bombed. That's a song about how you put money in your transit card and then you get killed in an attack on a Japanese train station.
It all happened. And as always, that's a fun one. And to the left of me, folks, she is an aspiring cult leader, Shanda Sung.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, no problem. Shanda, I got to ask you, aspiring, what kind of cult do you want to cultivate?
Well, really, I'm still shopping around for a deity.
Okay.
But mostly I'm attracted to the idea of having people obsessed with me personally.
Yeah, I find there's a lot of narcissism in culting. Culting?
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. So, are you wanting to buy land? You're going to do the whole building thing? You're going to be at somebody's house?
I think we're going to try to inhabit some of the abandoned marsh stores in and around Indiana.
Yeah, old grocery cults. I've seen The Mist. It's pretty good. Yeah. Folks, and thank you, Shannon, for being on the show. And all the way to the left of me is a man who desperately wants to be in a cult, but has been kicked out of every cult he's ever joined, Mark Bookwalter.
Woo! And that's the amount of applause and reception I get at most of the cults as well.
Mark, why do you keep getting kicked out of cults?
I'm not likable. I've tried everyone. And something always happens, usually when I start talking.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm getting that gist right now.
Thanks.
We might be the first time a guest didn't make it to the end of the podcast.
I'm going to get kicked out.
No. you're loved here. But Shanda, Mark, Goodrich, all three strong names. I gotta ask you, are you ready to rank best cult?
Yes.
Yeah.
We hide us as the list of cults we'll be talking about, folks. Hey. Obviously, the Manson family. Rajneesh Param.
Woo-hoo.
Branch Davidian.
Hey.
Catholics. Woo-hoo. Pentecostals. Aum Shinrikyo. Scientology. Jim Jones People's Church. Thuggies. The Family International, Mormons, Ramtha, School of Enlightenment, Heaven's Gate, and Via Baviera. So that's what we'll be talking about. And as always, we start off arguments with the veto round. And the veto round starts with the oldest person here, Goodrich Gavart. So what you're going to do is you're going to tell us one of these cults you don't think is the best cult. Take it off the list right now. Explain yourself, too.
I'm going to go with Catholics. just because they don't exert enough control over their congregation.
Yeah, that's fair.
Rules. People weren't breaking rules at Jim Jones People's Church. Okay, they went down to was it Nicaragua, and they had
it's Guyana.
Guyana, same thing. But yeah, Catholics. They're a lot of people leaving the flock, which is not how it works.
You stick in it to win it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you guys agreeing with taking Catholics off?
I agree. That was going to be my choice.
Wow, that must be nice. All right, Goodrich taking off Catholics.
Yeah.
The oldest person here doesn't like the first true religion.
Was it the first?
I think so. I didn't do any studying. To the left of me, keep going on the list. Shanda, your turn to veto. What are you taking off as not the best cult?
I'm going to remove Ramtha's School of Enlightenment.
Why?
I'm removing that because there was a court legal dispute over whether or not they were a cult. If you're going to be a cult, be a cult. And my only reservation with that is that I am really attracted to the idea of lizard people.
Yeah.
You know, I do support that, but I don't appreciate their wishy-washiness.
When your cult gets off the ground, you're not going to sell out.
No. Like no.
Yeah, Dale Knight, she was on the Merv Griffiths show. Yeah. Dale Knight's the leader of she is an embodiment of Ramtha, and she does movies as Ramtha, and then you would get enlightened by watching her be Ramtha. In case you're wondering and thinking about joining.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah. I think it's a Netflix thing. It's the fire. Yeah.
It's the next movie that MoviePass is producing.
Oh, right.
And now they're doing this.
Right.
So they're going to be good.
Yeah, it's very Ghostbusters 1, you know?
Yeah, a lot of slime.
A lot of slime. Also, Shirley MacLaine is in it, so that's pretty good. Right? We all love Shirley MacLaine. Where are my Shirley MacLaineyacs at?
She has the best books.
So we're taking off Ramtha. That makes sense, though. They haven't done anything. No one's died. They haven't gone to jail. We'll take it off. Goodbye, Ramtha.
They got the persecution, y'all.
Yeah, that's how you make a best cult. Mark, what are you taking off the list?
Well, I love all of them.
Yeah.
I apply to each. None of them have me.
Not even the Catholic Church, which was odd.
Yeah.
It was like anybody.
Yeah, they're desperate for them to eat their bread.
And this might be an unpopular...
this is our... I really don't like it.
But I'm going to take off Thuggies.
Whoa!
Because I don't know what it is. However, it makes me think, I don't know if it's the UGG sound, but it makes me think of Juggalos, which are the worst cult.
Juggalos are the...
true. It's a Bone Thugs and Harmony. It's a Cleveland Harmony gospel.
Why isn't there Juggalos and... Why isn't there a Thuggalos?
Right? They don't have good outreach programs.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you didn't know who they were. They're not promoting themselves.
Yeah, that's... They're not doing a good hashtag campaign. Not a lot of hashtags out there for Thuggies. The Thuggies were an assassin cult. They killed like 200,000 people. Basically, Assassin's Creed stole all their things from the Thuggies. But now, well, it depends. You
could have put all that under the title.
Yep, you're right. I don't know if you can see my handwriting.
Assassin's Creed's whole deal.
But they were people that believed in like murder as a cool thing to do. And so what they would do is they dress up like merchants. Then you would go to their merchant area and you'd merch. And then they'd kill you. So
by
they're fun.
Strangling you with a bandana. Whoa. Bandana strangle. Yeah.
Strangle hole.
Was there don't mean to, you know, promote too much, but was there a religious reason behind murdering people in commerce?
They believe, well, not necessarily the commerce, but they believed a deity that was the deity of death in the Hindi religion, possibly?
It was
very similar to Shiva.
Yeah, Mother Kali.
So it's like the Waluigi to Shiva?
Yeah, it's the Waluigi to Shiva.
It's
what it is.
Washima.
Yeah, Washima.
Ah. Removing moving Thuggies is the kind of decision that would get you kicked out of my cult.
Well, you didn't let me in the first place. I've been accepted to zero cults.
So that's fair.
I'm not here to make friends.
Which one hurt the most?
Yeah, which cult?
Which one?
Hurt the most, yeah. It was like the biggest devastating.
Probably Scientology.
Really?
Yeah. Because I put so much time, and they hooked me up to so many devices.
How many levels did you get?
Yeah, through? How much money?
It was roughly $500,000.
Oh, it's like OT3 then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they didn't let me progress. They just let me pay the money.
They will do that. They will just let you keep paying the money.
Like a ding-dong. I actually went to a Scientology service once in Austin, and it was very similar to just a regular church service, but it wasn't like sermons, it was lectures from L. Ron Hubbard, and it was four people there, a homeless guy, a library-looking lady, Ving Rhames, and another lady with blonde
literally
hair.
Ving Rhames?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, maybe.
Or you just mean a big black guy?
No, well, he had the Ving Rhames earrings. He looked like Ving Rhames.
He had a Scientology name.
Yeah, it says Ving Rhames. It was V-I-H-N-G. R-A-I-M-E-S. Ving Rhames. Star of Mars Attacks. But he was there, and then they talked about electroshock therapy, and then they read a lecture, and then I left. And they go, don't leave. And I go, I gotta go. And they go, you have any questions? And I go, well, what's God? And they go, everyone believes in that. And I go, I gotta go. So anyways, it was fun meeting Ving Rhames.
Sounds cool.
But yeah, so are you still sticking with taking Thuggies off?
I have to.
Yeah. All right.
I made these rules.
This literally is the best cult by far, and you've taken
this
them off the list.
This is why I've been kicked out of every cult.
Yeah, a friend of none. I'm going to go next and take one off the list. You know, you took off Catholics, which is probably the easy one, but I'm going to lean in here. I'm going to take off the Mormons.
Yeah.
I think it's a similar thing where you can have someone as a Mormon and they're like, I'm not really Mormon, but I'm kind of Mormon. You need control. You really need to brainwash the people, have them know what's going on.
Plus, Mormon life is bad. They got that underwear, the thick stuff.
They've got the thick stuff. They've got the thick underwear.
My wife was in the Mormon church.
Okay.
And you couldn't even get in on a referral program?
No. They kicked her out of the church.
They kicked her out of the
church. As a teenager, she was in the church as a young person. And she left it like 13, had no contact, left the place where she lived, no contact with any of them. She went to work one day when she was 32, and on her desk was a basket with like flowers and like snacks and stuff with a handwritten letter addressed to her with her new hyphenated married name to come back to the church.
Oh my God, they kept tabs on her?
What was in the basket? Was it like a nice basket?
It was those underwears. mostly those underwears. And some decaffeinated coffee.
It would not be.
Ugh.
That's so funny. I get all of my underwear through gift baskets. Do you think that you would keep Mormons on the list if Mitt Romney had won the election?
You mean the greatest guy that's ever lived?
That's
right. Let me hear the Mitt Romney heads out there.
Man.
Romneyholics. Mitt. That's the same name as a glove.
You do want to throw your fist into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Punch him in the face.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. The guy's an author of a book of women.
Binder.
I'm sorry. Binder. Trapper Keeper. I get that. But I think, like, the only people that are really cult-like in the Mormon church is, like, the big love people, the people still doing the polygamy part of it. And even them, they don't really think, like, it doesn't seem like they're happy. Mm. Who's happy nowadays? Not Mormons.
Everybody who will be in my cult will be happy.
No one seemed interested at that.
I'm still the only taker.
All right, Mormons, getting off the list, everybody. This is a raucous crowd here at Lunchfest.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
They were upset with that choice.
They were upset. I mean, there were some of them that didn't even sip their drink when I said that.
Yeah.
But we're going to continue with another veto round because it went so well, guys.
It was great. Yeah.
It was fun.
I think we're doing really pick
well.
Another one.
Well, we start with the youngest person here, Goodrich Gavard.
All right.
It's your turn. Take one off.
The veto one?
The veto. Yeah,
Pentecostals.
Pentecostals. Snake people.
Yeah. Is that
and it all out in the audience.
I didn't girl. Oh, okay. As someone in the audience did a pantomime of the snake thing, but looked like they were just sucking 2 dicks. I guess you know.
That's what it's about.
But Pentecostals, they're still kind of goobers, you know. They still get to go to their own house. They still get to go to work. They still get to be like, you should go to my snake church on Saturday. It's fun at their job.
It's pretty
not
cool.
Not as serious as the rest of these folks.
Good so. Barbecue.
They are single-handedly keeping the long denim skirt business going, though.
Oh yeah, yeah. That is a look.
Yeah.
That's repression and make it fashion. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so hot.
The first day of Pentecostal.
Class,
I came in and.
Pentecostal.
I had a skirt and a ponytail. I had grown my hair for a long time trying to, and still.
Still nothing.
No. Still nothing.
No. I have a closet full of those skirts. I don't know what to do with them.
What happened to the people who owned them?
That might be the problem.
I'm starting to find out.
I'm liking you more for my cult.
The Pentecostals off the list because Goodrich Gavard, he doesn't believe in a good American.
I haven't written a song about them. They're boring.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened.
Let me hold your. I want to hold your.
Album about Pentecostals, or am I thinking about someone else?
What?
Nebraska.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All Pentecostal shit.
Yeah, that's what Omaha's named after. It's a Frank Omaha. All right, where are they? They're right here?
Yep. They're gone.
There's some murmuring. We're going to continue. Shanda Sung, what are you thinking?
Don't you get to veto one?
I'm going last.
Oh,
I always go last.
Oh.
I did the Mormons.
Okay.
Pay attention to the show, Shanda. Fuck!
You should have your cult attack his cult now. He's shown aggression towards you. You should.
My Rankaniacs?
Yeah. Oh, you are.
They're out here in the droves for today's show. You'd think they'd put less chairs out so it didn't feel so weird. But no, they used all the chairs. They looked like they borrowed chairs from 3 different restaurants just to make me feel bad. One of the people here brought his own chair. So many chairs. There are more people on stage than... No, that's good. Shanda.
Okay.
You're up. They got a good one.
I'm going to veto the Family International.
Whoa!
Yes.
Why?
Because they were started in Huntington Beach, and once I got fired from a Hollister...
Okay, so...
But they are the horniest cult. I think they fuck the most out of all of them. One guy does.
I'm less into the free love, and I'm more into, like, the murdery cults.
Well, that's... Well, the good thing about Family International is they also part of Children of God, which they made a kid make there be a Messiah, and he raised his whole life as he's going to be the Messiah for the cult. And then one day in Arizona, on the road with somebody, he murdered that guy and killed himself. So they're Messiah... I mean, if you're told that your whole life, it's got to have some lingering effects.
He put the mess in Messiah.
He put the mess in Messiah, yeah. That's
even the Messiah didn't want to be in the cult anymore. Clearly it needs veto.
Yeah, so you're right. I guess that's fair. Family International, which is still running to this day, a cult that had a lot of sex with children, is still getting people today. Good job. People today, and Danny Maupin gave a whoop. I met Tyler Jackson.
It's too bad people are tweeting of pedo jokes and they're getting in trouble. These people are just being pedos, and they're still going strong.
Yeah, yeah. They ain't going to direct Guardians of the Galaxy 3, I'll tell you that much. The Family International, off the list. Boo. Another boo! Ugh. Continuing down, Mark. Try to get another boo out of us.
Easy. Done.
All right.
Did it.
Did it.
What is the second one? I can't see it.
The second one over here is a Rajneesh Pahram.
Is that the...
That's the Wow Wow. Wow Wow.
Wow Wow West.
Wow Wow West. Wow Wow West.
Vito!
You're taking the Rajneesh Pahram?
That guy.
Whoa! It's a lady.
It's a hard line stance.
But it's a lady.
Fuck that lady, too.
Somebody probably is.
Aunt Sheila?
That's the one.
So why?
Why? Because I don't know because it's the Wild Wild. I only know it because of the documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone liked it, and I didn't hear it.
So it's, they wanted to make a city.
It looked nice.
They wanted to make a city, and they needed voters, so they kidnapped all the homeless people to feed them, to vote.
I was one of those homeless people, and started me trying to get in a cult for the rest of my life.
And they just laid you hang to dry. Yeah, they're like, sorry, get out of here.
And now I have this void.
A cult void.
Yeah, a cult void.
Do you have, how many pairs of those like velour sweatsuits do you have in your closet?
Yeah. It's a good thing I was born in the money. All the skirts.
With all your cult curious nature.
I like to know what happened to the owners of those velour sweatshirts in the first place.
Right? Did they get murdered?
Okay. We're here to do deliberate jokes. yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Lucas. All right, Rajneesh Pahram, off the list. The famous Netflix cult of all Netflix cults. At this point, I'd like to thank
our next Netflix is going to do 15-minute cult documentaries. Yeah, I pulled the mic from you to do that.
Well, we'd like to thank our sponsors, but I don't have any. So, we'll continue. Before we go on to the next thing, I want to ask you guys, as special guest experts, what is your criteria in determining what is a best cult? Feel free.
Well, I'm going to go ahead as an auteur of the genre.
Yeah, you study it a lot.
I have to study it for work. my rock and roll album.
Are you making a lot of money?
I do okay. Much like these cults, I have got nonprofit status. that's tax-free, baby. You need to have one very charismatic narcissist.
Yes.
To be in charge. Hopefully a product of childhood abuse for the bulk of their life. You need to be way more charming than you are to people. I think that's imperative.
Thanks. What about you guys?
Just anyone that will accept me. So far none.
So you don't even like any of these cults.
Speaking of childhood, if you guys...
I can't wait for this.
Yeah, I'm back into this.
Have you guys heard, was there any Teal Swan?
Tila Tequila?
Teal Swan. She has a internet cult.
A bluebird. No.
And she claims she suffered tons and tons of abuse as a child. One of which being as a child being sewn into a corpse and left there for 12 hours.
That sounds like a fucking Slayer song.
Like Saw
12.
I wish I could let you know what it looked like to look at Goodrich's face after he heard that, because it was not of fear or sorrow.
It was metal.
It was, yeah. Sew a lady into a corpse. That's what I'm about. I'm glad you're a non-profit.
How does she have her... So she has an internet cult?
Yeah, she started, I think, on YouTube and went from there.
Nice.
I watched a couple, and they're pretty bizarre.
Is she as popular as the Chocolate Rain guy?
Yeah.
Literally, exactly. Exactly.
The crossover audience is so much.
Eclipses.
So she got, what are those things in Star Wars, a Tonto?
Tonto? Oh. Yeah, Tauntaun.
Tauntaun. So she got Tauntaun.
It was also, has anyone seen Dr. Cables? It was a horror movie in the 90s. Same plot. It's true. Go check it out.
As Star Wars?
Dr. Giggles. They don't call them lightsabers, though.
Dr. Giggles, I am your father. Mr. Giggles. So that's who sponsors us. The Giggles. Shonda, what about you? What's your criteria in determining the best cult?
Well, I do think that having a charismatic leader is important, but more important than that is a uniform of some type. You want to be easily recognizable. And let me just say, these fucking millennials and their internet culting, I won't stand for it. You know, they're not buying houses and they're not forming... it's all the avocado toast, and I don't appreciate it. Because I'm doing the work here to have a brick and mortar cult.
Have you workshopped any outfits for your cult when you get it off the ground? Like, what influences your own style, cult style?
I think that I want like a head to toe fur jumpsuit, kind of like Chewy.
Yeah. Back to Star Wars.
So you might have like some furry crossover there.
I'm willing to entertain that. Yeah, I'm in the very early stages.
Those people spend money. Those
yeah.
Money. Yeah, they spend money.
Yeah.
I had to just hang out at someone's house. Yeah, it was a furry. And they paid me $10,000 to not move for an hour.
Was it a sex thing?
I hope not.
That's inconclusive.
How do you not know?
Yeah. Well, you know,
a whole hour.
Let's just say I do my job. But yeah, so you want fur jumpsuits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it real fur?
I think it would have to be because it's important that when you're beginning a cult that you get a really good kind of clash and to be fighting against PETA is just a really strong way to get yourself out there.
And there's no bigger cult than PETA, am I right?
Yeah. They're here.
Honestly, LA is pretty big. It's pretty, yeah. They're, you clash with them, man, you're going to get so much exposure.
Yeah.
Conflict's in, baby.
I don't know how comfortable I am next to Goodrich. Conflict's in, baby. But it's inspiring, too. But okay, so you, narcissist, charismatic leader, you, uniforms, and...
Acceptance.
Okay, I was thinking about something with Dr. Giggles. famed.
Oh, yeah, if they could sew me into a corpse suit, that would be great.
You okay, so they corpse sew. Don't bother me, corpse sew. Don't bother me. That's a song I wrote. You know music.
We could use another draft.
Yeah, you're right. Let's do another round of veto. We're going to start with the most middle-aged person here, Goodrich Gavard.
All right. What is that very last one we have on the
Via Baviera.
I don't know what that is, so I will explain that.
Okay, that's fair. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
You remember the Nazis?
Heard of them?
Yeah.
They're back. Baby. Well,
in pog form. that'd be a cool slammer. No, it would not. Anyway, it's like the yin and the yang. But anyways.
Are you a blues traveler?
Yeah. This is the fourth time I've heard blues traveling in the last 2 days.
Yeah, you're in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I was just telling you earlier. We went to eat barbecue. the funniest heckle that I ever got was as soon as I walked on stage, someone shouted, "Blues Traveler!"
In your defense, were you wearing harmonicas like a bandolier?
I was wearing the best full of harmonicas.
I mean, I'll give it to him, man. I had someone yell at me, I look like Judge Judy the other day on stage.
Really?
Have they ever seen Judge Judy?
One of the questions I post.
Yeah, I was on stage and everyone loved everything I did.
That's a long con.
Yep, it's a long con. One day I'll get them. I'll get them all. Trapdoors everywhere. Oh my! Anyways, Via Baviera.
Yeah.
Baviera. Via Bavieri. Was a Nazi guy.
Okay.
His name was Paul Schaefer Wilson.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Paul Schaefer Wilson. Not related.
It was like people keep thinking on the keyboard friend.
Yeah.
You know, Paul Schaefer.
Dave, keyboard what won't Davey do? but yeah, he was a Nazi named Paul Schaefer Wilson, and World War II didn't go his way. So he leaves that country, goes to Chile, which is west of it.
Oh, yeah.
And they start a little, there's already like a German town full of people that were like villagers, or just regular civilians. And they would live there. Then he showed up, and he started building the town up, like watchtowers, made it a big camp, and molested a lot of children.
Yeah, you can't build up a city if you don't deal kids.
But they said he was so charismatic. They say,
yeah.
But
these cults love diddling kids.
Yeah, it's a weird common.
It's almost like it's bad.
Yeah. When you just follow some weird guy who tells you he's God, except for Protestants. That's the real lesson. All right, we're taking off Via Baviera. Very professional. Shanda, you're up next. What are you taking off the list?
I think I would like to veto Heaven's Gate.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
The shoes.
I did appreciate their uniform. I did appreciate that. I'm not into space travel. That's my issue.
Yeah.
There.
This is all checking all the boxes for me. Nike shoes.
You need to
space travel.
The problem with you is that would have been the one you could have joined.
I know,
but you're too late.
No, it's too late. They were already riding the comet.
Oh, you were like, what? Learning algebra or something?
In 1997, I was getting kicked out of high school.
And you could have gone straight to Heaven's Gate.
Yeah,
that sounds rock and roll. What'd you do?
It was an alternative high school, too.
Oh,
so you already kicked out of one school.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck this, I'm up to Andy.
This was a safety high school.
Yeah. Did you, like, spray paint crass on the brick wall or something?
No, it was an alternative high school, so there was a little bit of rules. Like, you had to get a certain amount of grades, and you could only miss a certain amount. And if you missed too many days, if you got bad grades, you had to sit in what they call the family meeting. And in the family meeting, not too far from the real me who's being kicked out of cults. They told me in the family meeting, I was like, I only got one D. I'm here every day.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you gotta go.
Really?
You gotta get out of
here. So even the cult of high school.
Even the cult of high school not accepted me.
It was a culturative high school.
Don't look at me for your overwrought puns.
But you get it, right?
Oh, loud and clear.
So, Shanda, after that sad story about Mark's life, I can see why cults don't like him. Oh, yeah, one time my dad died doing that. Nah, get out of here. Zanu, Shanda, how you doing?
Well,
You just took out Heaven's Gate, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Just so you know, there's two people from Heaven's Gate that are still around that are updating the website. That was their agreement. Everybody was going to kill themselves except these two guys.
Does it look good? How
I had not checked the website out recently. You feel free to bring it up.
I'm going to give them some hits. See if they use Squarespace.
Go to Wix for all your cults site needs.
Well, they need some design updates.
Oh, is it GeoCities like?
It looks real bad.
Oh God, that's GeoCities. You remember GeoCities?
Angel Planet.
Yeah, it's Frank GeoCity, the guy who invented it. Nice. We walked the guy in the wheelchair, which is hard to do.
Oh man, they need This is legit a Angel Fire website.
Yeah, that is awesome. I love that that is happening. That
yeah, teal on a black background.
Mm-hmm. That looks like it's a fan page on the old MySpace.
Yes.
If my sound was up, it would autoplay a song, probably. Yeah.
Okay, folks, we're going to continue going on now. Mark taking one off the list.
I feel so heartsick now.
I was really
pulling for those guys.
That's what you get for cutting out Thuggies in the first round.
Oh, rivalry.
Branch Davidians, they're out of here.
The what?
Oh, man.
Really?
They're gone.
Why are the Branch Davidians off the list?
They didn't send me.
None of them did.
That's the whole list.
Well,
so you're saying you're upset you didn't get killed in the Waco massacre?
Yeah. I was there that day.
Even the FBI's bullets wouldn't accept you.
They sent you out for coffee, didn't they?
Did they kick you out right before the tear gas shot in?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, they're kind of ping pong me back and forth because the FBI didn't want me either.
Yeah.
Did you leave the Branch Davidians to go to the FBI and ask if you could be the FBI? Can I be one of you?
They kicked me out, and then I was like, you guys all have to wear the same clothes. Can I be a part of it?
You're better off. FBI, they're dicks.
Yeah.
All of them are dicks.
Every one of them.
Every last one.
And my parents are both killed by the FBI. So, that's another notch.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like James and the Giant Peach, but instead of a rhino, it was the FBI.
Is that what happened? The peach killed that kid?
No, the peach is a good guy.
Oh, I was trying to follow your metaphor. I got lost.
No, the rhino's the bad guy. Everybody knows that about James and the Giant Peach. Thank you, Aaron Phillips. We're doing great.
That hurts me, though, because that's the only cult leader who could play guitar that I know of.
Yeah, well, there's another guy who's in the music.
Oh, yeah, there's also old Chucky Manson, too.
Old
Phil Beach Boy himself.
Jim Jones.
He also could pluck a little.
Yeah.
Pluck a little bit.
He could, what was that word you said?
Pick a little, you know.
Pick a little.
Yeah.
Piccolo. I love Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Wow. Yep.
That's a cool cult.
Yeah, that's the anime cult.
Yeah,
I'm not good enough with manga. Anyways, we're having fun, maybe. We're down to the final six. I'm always doing this because I'm a nice guy. I'm going to ask the audience out there, which cult they don't want on the list. Which cult should be taken off as not the best cult? Feel free to just yell out. We've got left the Manson family, Sirikyo, Scientology, Jim Jones People's Church, and Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate got taken down.
And that is... Wait, do we only have five left?
Yep.
Yeah.
One, two...
Let me...
We have four left.
We have four... Wait a second.
No.
We got Manson Family, we got Japanese Man, we got Scientology, and Jim Jones.
Oh, man, I fucked this up. I fucked this up real bad. Fuck the audience.
Number 15.
Yeah, no. Anyways, yeah. I just did the math real quick. 14 minus 8... is 6, but we did 3 rounds of veto for no reason. Fuck. Okay. Guys, I figured it out. I don't know how to do math. That's what I figured out. I'm an engineer. Is there any cults out there you guys think should be on the list that we may not have written up there?
Blue Oyster.
Yes. Hell yeah, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a real cult?
Second on
yeah. It is a cult. It's a cult that rocks.
Do you have any problems with Blue Oyster Cult, or does anybody else have any suggestions other than Blue Oyster Cult? You know, the band Blue Oyster Cult?
No.
Well, looks like we're adding Blue Oyster Cult to the list for best cults.
If we're adding bands, though, we do Church of the Cosmic Skull.
Or Deadheads?
No!
Why? Well, look at us like you didn't just make up a rule.
Kiss Army.
See? Got a list.
Also rejected. Kiss Army.
Dude, that's rough.
That's rough.
Gene Simmons came to my house, tore that badge right off of my jacket.
That rules.
That's actually he did it cool. with his tongue. It was real weird. It stuck out, wrapped around the badge somehow, yanked it out. Gross. I'm not gross though, right? Okay, Well, we're doing Blue Oyster Cult then. I guess that's getting off the list. I tell you right.
Hot air.
What are you fixing the mic? Doing a little mic fix? All right, we're at the point where we're going to go one at a time with the items that are on the list and determine whether they should be in the top three or not, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to start with the Manson family. What are your guys' feelings on the Manson family? Is that a top three best cult?
I personally don't think they had the longevity in some of the other cults. They were kind of in and out. They killed a couple people. They didn't start the race war.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, as much as I heard about them in the beginning, they fizzled out.
They fizzled out.
They fizzled.
The Manson family really fizzled out. How many people did they murder? Like eight?
Five, I think.
Yeah, not a lot.
But Charles Manson, he didn't do any of the murder.
Yeah.
No. So basically, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I think that's what the courts decided.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's kind of a good guy.
He did get married.
He got married.
In jail.
Name one bad guy who's ever got married.
You can't. You can't.
Isn't that on his tombstone? Charles Manson?
Was
kind of a good guy.
Yeah. They let you put whatever you want on there. Yeah. His wife paid for it. Sorry, widow.
It does not.
Widow.
It doesn't help that the swastika is right under kind of a good guy. Yeah. It takes the punch out of it. Anyways, he's dead now, guys. Don't worry. He's not going to have someone kill you. Right?
Or is he? He was pretty good at it.
Or is he? He was pretty good at it.
That's true.
Oh!
That's what we learned from this today. School shooters get things done, okay? They really make it happen.
Baby!
Baby!
The Lorraine Very Much is brought to you by schools. So, all public schools sponsor us. They cut the art classes just to give me money.
That seems like a poor choice.
So we just lost them. sorry, schools. But Manson family, you guys are saying not top three compared to the other ones.
I don't think you can be a cult leader who dies of old age and still be a top three.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, take that, Charlie's.
Yeah.
You know, the original Charlie's Angels were the people that Charles got killed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Squeaky Fromm was one of the original angels?
Squeaky Fromm. Old Squeaky.
Played by Lucy Liu.
She was the tech gal.
Yes, she was hacking in the truck.
Yep. And Charles Manson had her murdered.
Yep. He hates computers. They steal your hate. He needs all of it.
The first person to kill, Squeaky!
All right, now we have four left.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to the top three here.
Three cults and then the Blue Oyster.
The Blue Oyster Cult. The band Blue Oyster Cult. So let's... Shinrukyo. Is that a top three cult?
Yeah, audience member wanted to explain it again. Run over the Shinrikyo cult's whole deal.
Okay, so it was a cult from Japan, east of here, and the guy was he's a real loon. He got a bunch of people to follow him. They all were into it. They liked him a whole bunch. And then he was like, "Hey, you know, we should get into chemical warfare." And they're like, "Yeah." Of course.
What a goof.
So they blew up a sarin bomb and like poisoned, like killed like 10 people and poisoned like 40 something more. Mm-hmm. And then the cops really knew anything about it. Then they set up another bomb and they had a cyanide bomb in one of the train stations that they defused and got caught. The guy just was murdered by officials recently, the leader of Aum Shinrukyo.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the first successful cult attacking, I think.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if you're taken down by the government, what great martyr status you have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, the state killed you. Oh, man, it's going to be on so many people's back tattoos.
I just think it's so strange, like, oh, he's going to be on so many people's back tattoos?
I said what I needed to say, my man.
You're right, my man. we're having dude talk. Aonchan Rukio dude talk. Back tattoos. More like cult tattoos.
They're like the Sublime of Japan.
Yeah, they're the Sublime of Japan. I'm glad that guy's dead. life is all you got. Anyways, what do you guys feel about Aonchan Rukio?
I appreciate their ability to build a bomb.
Yeah.
You know, that's an important skill.
I'm going to think none of you guys like cults. What? How about you, Mark? You didn't get into the Aonchan Rukio?
No, I can't. I mean, obviously, I'm keeping the Jedi Force here. They wouldn't let me in.
You're kind of poison gassing a dead horse. Yeah.
No, I don't know. They seem fine, right? They got whatever. It was recent, right? Recently, they were still in the news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
guy got murdered. They like didn't give him a date. They were just like, one day we will come and murder you. And I was like, Japanese prison is crazy.
Maybe so. With Manson and the idea that it's not relevant anymore, it doesn't matter. It's a flashing game here. At least this was. More recent.
Yeah. So you're saying top three then?
Yeah.
Are you saying top three?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Next up, Scientology. Is that a top three cult?
Has to be top three.
That's my number one.
Giving away your cards early.
Has to be.
Yeah. It's the
okay.
best one.
well, Jim Jones People's Church. Jim Jones, who killed a bunch of people in Guyana, where my brother currently lives.
Does he know Jim?
I hope not.
But Scientology is is still a big fucking deal.
Yeah,
like it's huge. It's
they have their own production company. You can take a meeting at
Scientology.com.
They filmed the moon landing.
Mm-hmm.
LLC Scientology.
They make everyone dress like a bank teller.
Yeah, it should be called Cultology. Do you get it? You get my joke?
Fine. Could you explain it?
No.
Well, I took out science and put it in cult. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the lobster.
I'm leaving after the show.
Elrond really turned nothing into something, you know?
Yeah.
He's like the Henry Ford of religious manipulation.
Yep.
Because he was just a bad science fiction writer.
Not great.
Horrible teeth.
Not good.
Good liar.
Fantastic.
And now, yeah. Scientology.
Great in the sack.
That is absolutely not true. there could be no more giving of a... Yeah, he's terrible. They're worth billions of dollars. They don't have to pay taxes.
Their marketing department is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And any... I'm really... I'm just here to absorb.
Yes.
And, you know, really to just... figure out how I can be a better cult leader myself.
Yep.
And any way that I can get people to pay me everything that they make, that, you know, I respect that.
No, you can't not.
They use the tactic which you should try to employ, which is they get everyone to give their deepest, darkest secrets so that if they ever try to leave, they're used against them as a weapon, which is
for retention rates. It's good to get relevant celebrities involved, like John Travolta.
100%. Yeah. So if you want to maybe go like the YouTube star crap, maybe get Booty Pie in your cult.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Jason Lee,
yeah. Skateboarding Zone, Jason Lee.
My name is Earl.
Mallrats. Yeah.
It's not really a show.
What would be great is if I could get some kind of very well-known and prolific podcast host to join my cult. Do you know any?
Yeah, I know a guy.
Yeah, Joe Rogan would be great.
Yeah. Somebody named Joe would be really perfect.
Joe Montana's got a podcast about Skechers. And it's a really good podcast. It's called Joe Montana, quarterback of the 49ers. Back in the day.
That's the title.
Joe Montana, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers back in the day.
Yeah. Talks about Skechers. You forgot the last part.
Talks about
otherwise you'll be confused on another podcast. It's pretty good. So I talked to him. Plus he was the quarterback for the 49ers. He's really good.
And the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
That is the most excitement we've had all day.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs! Joe Montana!
The cult of Chiefs Nation.
Who the hell are the chefs? Good googly moogly. What was I talking? Oh, Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
So here's the deal with Scientology, and I don't agree with them. For Scientology, you have to pay money to learn more about the religion. And if I'm not going to get into it now, but if you want to get into it later, you can join my Patreon account and pay me money for further information. Scientology's top three. Jim Jones's People's Church, is that a top three cult?
Yes.
So we're saying Blue Oyster Cult is not top three?
No.
Thank God. So worried about that. Taking out Blue Oyster Cult.
They only had one hit.
Yeah. That's true. They have their back catalog as it is.
The most famous member of that band is Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Hey, she ain't lying.
But Jim Jones got people to move. I think
that's
huge.
A lot.
Yeah,
when people to cross oceans for you, damn.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be pretty charismatic to get me to renew my passport. Yeah. Yeah, that's a hassle. I'll kill myself, but the passport.
I just imagine they get there like, oh, this is not as nice as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well, he's from Indiana. Was the original goal in Indiana, or did he move somewhere else for that?
I don't know. We did worst part of Indiana, and Jim Jones was part of it.
Yeah.
I think he ended up winning. No, Jared Fogle won.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
I'm gonna race. Yeah, Pedo. What keeps coming up?
But, bada bing, bada boom. So how do you feel about Jim Jones, the guy who, he's the, you know, the Kool-Aid guy. You know what the worst commercial in Guyana is? It's when the Kool-Aid guy breaks the wall and goes, oh yeah! And they run away in horror. Because the Kool-Aid killed a bunch of people there.
And Peter.
I don't think the residents of Guyana are like, oh, it's going to happen to me.
Well, when it
I'm going to drink this juice from a weird old white guy.
Why do you have a little bit of this juice, old Guyanese sonny? I'm fun. You remember that part of Jim Jones' speech?
He said, I'm fun?
I'm fun.
Yeah, he was a little needy.
Yeah, he was just... Look at me juggle! Only fun guys do this!
Now, I am here, you know, to learn.
Yeah,
so
as we all are.
I wanted to get into some details on this because now I have some questions. Do they sell Kool-Aid in Guyana, or did he have to have it brought over? Did he have one of his followers, like, FedEx him some from, like, their local Kroger?
They had their own
Kroger?
They had it, I'm sure
they had their own distillery.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid distillery. Real as
If you're going to kill yourself with Kool-Aid, do you go with fruit punch? Or you want something
blue.
Of the blue
with the
variety?
Suicide.
That's so obvious. Yeah, of course.
I don't know what flavor this is, and I'll never find out. Because of the poison. They die.
Yeah.
You guys get it later.
So how do we pick which is the ranking?
Yeah, well, no one does. We had the top three. Now we're up to the point where we take one off to get to the top two.
Oh.
So which one do you think doesn't belong of those three? Jim Jones, People Church, Scientology, or Aum Shinrikyo?
I would go Aum Shinrikyo.
Ooh, I feel like they're the most established cult. They had the city going after
Scientology.
Well, Scientology did infiltrate the government and have laws changed to help them out. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. Jim Jones had to run away from the government.
He had a lot of bodies on his
record.
I think that we need to get rid of Scientology because I'm just getting tired of Mission Impossible movies. Like, that's enough. Enough is enough.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
My movie pass didn't work. I don't know.
Well, you say one bad thing about Scientology, your movie pass. That's the first
thing
to go. They decline the movie pass.
Just wait and get it at Blockbuster when it comes out.
That's how we do it.
Wait, Blockbuster doesn't exist anymore. Hollywood Video. I'm just a fun guy with a fun group of people. Mark, what do you feel? Oh, you said Aum Shinrukyo. You said Scientology. What one do you think should be off out of the three?
Aum Shinrukyo.
Aum Shinrukyo. That's two votes for Aum Shinrukyo. I think the best cult out there, but they're removed. Let me hear my Aum Shinrukyo and Axonians. There it is. Lost your guy. What a weird name.
He's Japanese.
Well, let's not get into that.
I'm just Japanese.
Just yelling at that one. I am sorry. Just lost all our sponsors.
No, he literally is Japanese.
Whoa! You said it again! Yeah. Why even?
Do you guys get this bit?
It's why the video is the important part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so they can really see the face.
Oh.
It's real dark in the screen. We're down to our final two votes. We're doing the vote. Best cult. We're down to two. Who's crazy? Scientology. Jim Jones People's Church. Oh, Jesus, booing.
Are we voting for the best?
Hold on a second. You get one vote at a time.
Well, that's mine.
Well, Mark, what's your vote? Best? It's Scientology, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you already said it.
Goodrich, what's your vote?
I'm surprised I made it through the whole podcast without getting kicked out.
Yeah.
That was
an option?
Wait, what? Goodrich, you're up.
I'm going to go Scientology. No one knows where Shelley Miscavige is. So.
All right, Shelley Miscavige, I'm glad she's dead. I'm up next. I'm up next. And you know what, guys? Because my brother's in Guyana, and he's from Guyana, I'm voting Jim Jones People's Church. Support Guyana. Every day, things happen there. Kool-Aid man. Like him. Shanda, you get the vote. What do you think is the best cult? Scientology or Jim Jones's People's Church?
I've got to go with Jim Jones.
Whoa! Folks, I didn't think this was going to happen. I have no need for the experts at all because it's a tie 2-2, which means the audience, and they're numerous, in the baker's dozens. I want you guys, I'm going to say one of the cults, you give me a cheer. You can only cheer for one cult, okay? You can only cheer for one cult. Remember that. This is very important. There's only two choices. So I'm going to point, and you guys, if you get two raucous, I'll have you removed. But just cheer in a polite way for the cult that you think is the best cult. God, no, no, God, you're too raucous. This is too raucous.
Are you in the band? Is that?
Don't fear it.
I'm going to say the first one, folks. Scientology, is that the best cult? Okay. Jim Jones People Church, is that the best cult? Jim Jones People's Church is the best cult, everybody! thank you so much for this. You guys, not only did you sit as far away as possible, but you were fun. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks to Let's Fest. Thanks to the city of Fort Wayne, the best city named after Fort Indiana ever. And I just want to just take a moment and tell you how much I love doing this. A 76th episode, this is the biggest crowd ever. And it's a great time. And I'd like to thank my special guest experts. And if you'll please plug your Twitter, your podcast, your life, that you maybe whatever you want to do with your life. Goodrich Gavard, everybody.
My band is on Twitter at StrangleholdMusic.
That's it. Shanda Sung, a great Bloomington comic. Feel free to plug whatever you want. Thank you for being on the show. Shanda Sung, everybody.
I am on Twitter at Shanda S. Panda. My cult is still in cultivation.
Fuck yeah!
And I will find you all where you live to join it. So look forward to that.
So maybe don't follow her on Twitter then, you know. Mark Bookwalter, another great Bloomington comic, filled in today last second. And I got to tell you, for filling in last second, pretty good, huh?
One of the greats.
Mark Bookwalter. Hey, do you have social media stuff?
I do. I have roughly 54 followers on Twitter.
Nice.
And I don't tweet often.
54 more than Jim Jones.
Yeah,
he's a goddamn ghost. Loser.
And Mark Bookwalter on everything.
Okay.
And then come to Bloomington and watch me do jokes. Or other places that I do.
Okay. Thank you. Again, Goodrich, Shanda, Mark, all very funny. I think I'm the best. But you can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. You can follow the podcast, like it on Facebook, rank you very much. Subscribe on YouTube, rank you very much. And we're not on iTunes because I don't know what I'm doing. So, thank you so much, everybody. Give a round of applause for the city of Fort Wayne, all the guests, the best cult, Jim Jones, People's Church. It's Jim Jones himself, everybody. Don't eat that food. All right, thank you so much, guys. That's thank you very much. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Only member of my cult.